A new comet that's named after him, Comet Panther.
Let's find out more about Roy's heir. Could there be any parallels between the cousins? In 1941, when Roy was just 15 and too young to join the troops during World War II, Gladys, as an 18-year-old, joined the Land Army.
Michael Burke from BBC Television's Air Hunt, it was on BBC One earlier today. Well, joining me now on our programme is Gladys Faulkner, along with Danny Curran from Finders International, who took on the case and tracked Gladys down. Welcome to you both. Gladys, tell me about the moment you found out you had a long-lost cousin in Roy.
Well, it came as quite a shock. We'd never heard about him before, and I didn't even know of his existence. My grandmother never ever talked about her family.
And the fact he was really only just down the road from you all these years ago.
I know. I lived in Ravensthorpe then, and I lived in Ravensthorpe after I got married and at the finish of the Land Army, and I lived in Ravensthorpe for 40 years. Which was not very far away from Walgrove.
And you never knew Roy was there?
No, never at all.
Danny, why did Roy come to your attention?
Well, this was one of those cases where we had information about someone who'd passed away, apparently with no known next of kin. So we started working on the case speculatively to see if we could find relatives. And Gladys was amongst the numerous cousins that we found to Roy's estate.
And Roy was a keen astronomer, Danny.
Yeah, the pictures are amazing. I know, obviously, we're on radio, but the pictures are quite... The pictures of him at the end of his garden on Christmas Day, he discovered this comet. When everyone else was inside having their Christmas dinner, he was standing in his homemade observatory at the foot of his garden and discovered this comet. It was quite an amazing discovery, really.
So tell me, Danny, what happened when you realised Gladys was there and so close?
Well, it's often the way. It's quite sad, really, because I'm sure Gladys and many of the other heirs often say to us, you know, I'd like to have known them. I didn't know they were there. And it's important they don't, from our point of view, they don't feel guilty about that, because it's a very common occurrence. It happens. You know, not all of us know all of our cousins. That's just a fact of life.
And Gladys, what does it mean to you to know all this? I mean, what sort of legacy, I suppose, is what I'm asking. Have you been left from Roy?
Well, we've never heard anything more from Finders regarding any special inheritance for me. I understand that I think the estate was worth about $280,000 because there were two properties involved. But as I understand it, I think there are about 14 people, 13 or 14 people that are involved in it as well.
That's right, is it, Danny?
Yeah, that's right. We've got, I mean, what we do when people contact the office in London, they will tell us a rough idea of the value of the estate, and we'll do our best to try and find the next of kin. Estates are always distributed according to intestacy law, so it's laid down in law as to what proportion of an estate you will get. And the solicitors are then involved to wind up the estate, and then it's taken out of the hands of Finders, given to the solicitors to wind up all the loose ends and distribute the money.
But you really get involved in some detective work, really, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of genealogy, family tree tracing, and then when you get to the point where you think people are living, then you can be anything from literally knocking on doors. We still have a large team around the country of retired policemen knocking on doors. And they'll find out information from neighbours about the people we're trying to trace, or they'll be able to approach people and say, we think you're an heir to an estate. So it does happen.
And Gladys, what does it mean to you now to know that you had this extra arm to the family, really?
Well, I'm quite interested, but, you know, I would like to have known much more about the Panther family in general, because obviously my grandmother had about four brothers and I think two sisters, which I didn't know anything about either, because she never ever talked about them. And I was one of the younger ones. The war started when I was just before my 16th birthday, so I'm 94 years old now. So.
Are you really? You certainly don't sound 94 years of age.
I possibly don't, but I feel it sometimes.
And Danny, I guess this could be the start of a whole area of exploration for Gladys to find out more.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of every case, what we do is we send, as a matter of course, we'll send family trees out to all the beneficiaries that want one, so they can then see the names of all their relatives, and if they want to look into it further, a lot of people have genealogy as a hobby, they can do that. But it's amazing for Gladys to discover, at 94, to discover new branches of the family that she didn't know existed, and having, you know, live so close as well. It's quite incredible.
It is quite extraordinary. Gladys, thank you so much for coming on the programme. We wish you well if you do decide to find out a lot more. And Danny, thank you for joining us as well. Gladys Faulkner and Danny Curran, both with us on the programme today. And by the way, if you want to see that episode of Air Hunters, it was on BBC One earlier today. You can watch it still, of course, on BBC iPlayer. It'll be there for a little while yet.
This is BBC Radio Northampton.